Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, bonjour. Welcome to the goddamn Airbuds podcast. This is a podcast about friendship. And what's that? What else? What else, nigga? What you say, Benner?
Basketball. Hello, my name is Mike.
Let's go.
And my name is Peter. Happy basketball.
Happy basketball.
Very happy. Oh, it's so good. It's so good. I love basketball so much.
It's happy right now, guys. Happy Thanksgiving. Speaking of which, we all had our Thanksgiving weekends this weekend. Jamel Brooke got the Spurs water bucket cap for the holiday.
Is that what you cooked your turkey in?
Yeah, I cooked myself in this. Got real basted up.
We don't have to go into it, but how was everybody's holiday in 140 words or less?
It was good. I drove to LAX just so I wouldn't have to watch the Lions.
Nice.
Also good. Cooked salmon and went to bed early.
Exciting.
Just like our forefathers, dude.
Yeah.
Here we go, baby. That's it.
I watched a thrilling car chase between the LAPD and a Nature's Organic box truck.
No way. Where?
South LA, yeah.
Running off with the almond milk, huh?
Yeah.
Was it on KTLA?
It was. We were, after a couple meals, we visited a few spots and then ended up a semi- sort of tradition is kept getting drinks on Thanksgiving night at Ye Rustic with some friends. And we happened to be there, and a car chase broke out and we were cheering. The whole bar was following along. It was a great time. Very communal event.
You guys were all rooting for the cops, right?
Yes. You know me, I'm rooting for cops every turn.
If you want a book recommendation for that, is very much up your alley for cops being cops, I'm reading this book called Chaos right now by Tim O'Neill about his 20-year investigation into the Manson murders. And it does not look good for the cops. I will say that.
Tim O'Neill is not the... Wait, no, I'm thinking of a different guy. Never mind. Guys, we have some business to get out of the way. Look, if you want to support the Airbuds, go to patreon.com/airbudspod. We release new bonus episodes weekly. You get access to our Discord. Look, we just dropped an episode today where Jamel and I kind of go in-depth and do an investigation on Liz Cambage's new OnlyFans page. So if you want to hear us talk about Liz Cambage's OnlyFans because you don't want to pay $15 to see what she has to offer, yeah, like maybe you can crank off to the dulcet tones of our voices.
Mm-hmm. Benner, I think that's the only thing you want from this podcast.
Yeah.
Is for to crank off on people.
For people to jerk off to us, but not look at him in the eyes.
Yes.
Don't look at me, but jerk off to me talking, but don't acknowledge me. Actually call me like bad names, but please jerk off to me.
I just want to talk people off. That's all I try to do.
Talk them off, baby. This is a podcast where we talk you off.
That's
real. And look, we're also into FinDom, so go to patreon.com/airbudspod. Give us $5 a month, you little pay piggies, and give us and we'll give you some content in return.
Oink oink, motherfucker.
and then if you can't go to Patreon and give us $5, we know money's tight everywhere. It would really help us out if you go to Apple Podcasts, leave us a 5-star review. That really helps us climb the charts, helps us beat the algorithm, helps us find new listeners and create a bigger community.
Is there anything they can do on Spotify? How can you help us on Spotify?
Oh, wait. Yeah. Spotify recently introduced reviews. Is that correct, Peter? Do you know?
I don't know. I don't work in podcasting, so.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I wouldn't be kept abreast.
I heard a rumor that they did recently introduce reviews. You know what? If you go to Spotify and you find the Airbuds podcasts on there and you want to click 5 stars or do whatever they do there, that would be helpful. But we'll have a more thorough spiel about it next week.
And we still got holiday. We got Christmas basketball shirts. You bitch ass niggas, get you one.
Yeah.
Get you one.
Go to airbuds.bigcartel.com for those t-shirts. We still got some Joel Embiid shirts. We still got some happy basketball holiday shirts. We got some the Basketball Freak remix, and you know they're all just sitting in my closet, so help me out by buying one of these shirts.
Out, man. Banner doesn't have anywhere to jerk off because he usually jerks off in his closet.
Yeah, where do you think I bought?
And you know what he does? He has to take all of the t-shirts out every single time. He puts them in the other room. He goes in there, cleans himself up. He's like Dexter. So if you're getting a shirt, no, you're not getting any of Mike.
Yeah, I take the t-shirts out, I move them to the other room, I get a belt, I tie it around the clothing. Sorry, okay. So yeah, that's business, right? This is about a podcast about basketball.
Yeah, this is about pad thai now. What was you about to say?
I don't know. I made a David Carradine joke and I had to run away as fast as possible.
It's quite all right. Look, okay. It's holiday weekend still. It's the holiday season.
The holiday season.
And loop de loop. And Dickory Dock. And Kyle Kuzma is fucking your socks.
The Suns haven't lost since Donald Trump was president, right? Is that the vibe? Speaking of things happening in the league right now?
Well, I mean, they found a way to drop a couple this year, but they're really good.
15 in a row, I believe it. Is that
crazy?
16. They are on a 16-game winning streak. They are 17-3, which is good for second in the West behind the Warriors, who are 18-2. And I think they play each other on Tuesday. And I'm like, should we Twitch stream that? I think that's going to be maybe the game of the first quarter of the season.
I'm actually free to do that, and I'll do a little undercard. I'll finish Resident Evil 4 again. I've just been sitting in chapter 3.
Wait, the undercard is wait.
It's just me playing Resident Evil. Then we watch.
And then Mike and I come on, and you finish playing Resident Evil, and we're all watching the basketball game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm not there at all, and I'm playing Resident Evil offline without y'all entirely.
I think about you because all of the like all of the commercials for the new Resident Evil movie are just like someone playing the video game.
I know, it's crazy.
And I'm like, why is that? What I don't understand. Is it just for you? Do they just want you, Jamel, to go?
They're trying to get the Miis of the world. Even though I never really got into the first one, I have it on PS4, but I just started playing 4 again instead.
Oh, wait, the very first one?
Yeah, yeah. They made an HD.
I just was talking about that the other night. I won't say why because I think it might break an NDA with someone else that is not me. But yeah, we'll talk about
it. Wait, hold on. You guys know everything we say on this podcast is covered under an NDA, right?
For real?
For real?
Yeah. You guys remember I made you guys sign NDAs when we started this podcast?
So we can say whatever we want, and if our listeners say shit, that we can sue them?
Dog, I thought that was a lunch order.
No, 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 no. That's exactly right. This, if you're listening to this podcast, you are agreeing to the NDA.
Then where did that lunch come from that day?
Well, I was just being nice.
Thank you.
That's love, actually. Yeah. Yeah, thanks, dude.
Guys, let's talk about, I think the Warriors are obviously playing very well. You know, I'm pretty sure a 900% win percentage is good, right?
It's very good. How about this? Hey, Benner, I just came up with an idea. Mm-hmm. I just came up with an idea. And since we already named number one and two, Bud's top five teams, it's the quarter pole. We're at the quarter point of the season officially.
Is that official?
That's official.
It's about official, right. Yeah.
Top five teams, but you can't, no, Cavs, Sixers, and Wizards.
Oh, Wizards, but you know I was going to lobby for five.
Actually, that's fair.
That's fair. We might be fifth.
You guys might be fifth.
We might be fifth. I accept eighth overall right now. That's fine.
All right, Jamel, since you're the one who came up with this topic off the top of your dome, how do you want to do this? Do you want to go each person list their five in a row, or do you want to go each person does 1-1-1, 2-2-2, 3-3-3?
I mean, I think, well, I feel like we just mentioned 1 and 2 as a family.
That's true. I think so. Maybe we'll just do it. Probably the Warriors, the Suns. Okay. Then I'm going to pitch my number three, and this might just be easy to say because they are the third best record, but the Brooklyn Nets are the third best team in the league. Maybe.
Maybe. I mean, yeah, Harden's fine. Is Harden not fine?
Harden is fine. If you listen to the NBA media, he's god-awful and terrible. And in fact, by extension, the Nets are terrible, but they sit with the third best record in the league at 14-6. James Harden currently averaging, 20.3 points a game, 8 rebounds, 9.5 assists. That's really fucking good. His shooting numbers are a little down, but his three-point shooting is about on par with his career. His actual free throw percentage is up. He's actually, everybody's screaming Stephen A. Smith every day says that James Harden is a former shell of himself and he needs to get his shit together. He's playing really well and his team is winning and he's got Kevin Durant as a teammate.
Yeah.
You know who is also the sneaky pick for them, speaking of your Spurs bucket hat, is Patty Mills.
Patty Mills
is playing out of his fucking mind right now.
The most efficient shooter in the league. And I'm glad you mentioned it, Peter, because last year I came on this show around bubble time and I said, you have to be afraid of Patty Mills. And you laughed at me. You laughed at me in your little Zoom screen.
Well, people can change.
That's real.
And you know what else the Nets deserve credit for? Is they just like fucking Thanos snapped Kyrie out of everybody's mind, which for an organization is impressive and takes like, that dude was owning every moment of every fucking sports news media cycle. And they were just like, don't come. We're not going to answer any more questions about it. And from an organizational standpoint, that's impressive. I follow and cheer for a lot of dysfunctional organizations who would let this totally consume their season and also every time anyone spoke to anybody. And good for them. It hasn't bit him in the ass yet. Like, and you're right. Even though Stephen A. Smith like basically said, tried to like start beef for them with like, it's just like, he's gone. He's not there. Like, he can't be an issue if he doesn't, he's just not a part of the team.
I thought the mayor was going to change the rules for him.
No, he just said he's going to get paid in Bitcoin.
Oh, the mayor is?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know about that one, man.
And by Bitcoin, he just means he's going to get a check in Bitcoin and immediately have an accountant cash him out for cash.
Yeah.
Can you do that at like the train station?
Yeah, I know. I think you do it. It's next to the Coinstar at any, for you guys, it's Ralph's or Vaughn's. For me, it's Wegmans. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a guy named Dave there that'll do it for you.
Yeah. But you got to be cool, because if you get spooked, he'll just like close it down. He's not down.
Okay. Good to know.
The latest news, by the way, on Kyrie, because you mentioned it, and I was like, oh, I haven't really like heard like a big update on Kyrie. There's like two Kyrie pieces of news that have happened in the past 24 hours. One, Nets giving Kyrie Irving his space, quote unquote, but there's no news on his return. So basically, they're like, Kyrie can do whatever he wants. We're just going to keep winning. Yo. That's the Nets' official stance. And now there's a lot of people over in Dallas who are saying, we should trade Kristaps Porzingis for Kyrie, which is like a weird rumor.
But would work for Brooklyn.
Would it? I don't know. I think what people think about Harden being worse than he was last year, which I don't think he truly is. I think he's just kind of had to focus different parts of his game on things like Kyrie. He has to be more of a playmaker now that Kyrie's out. And so like you're seeing kind of a shift in his game a little bit that makes it seem like he's not the like ISO scorer, which is like also funny because people were like hated James Harden for being an ISO scorer that just, you know, got to the rim or got to the foul line every time or did a step back three. And now that he's like doing a little more differently, like they're calling him washed and saying he's bad.
That's the media. They have to play games with James Harden's mind.
Yeah.
Like technically they can say like, we're not actually playing games with James Harden's mind, but they have to for viewership and ad sales.
Yeah. I think Harden would benefit more from having a Kyrie type on the team right now than having a Porzingis.
I'm just thinking of floor spacing, dog. Just get a big. I mean, fuck. What if LaMarcus Aldridge, you know, didn't have a heart problem and was also Latvian?
Yeah, the injury history is weird, but I think also LaMarcus Aldridge can play in the post, and I don't think Kristaps can. I think he's like proving himself generally like a strictly a mid-range guy. I heard some stat the other day where the person in the league, active player in the league right now, who moves the most after getting the ball in his hands is Joel Embiid, meaning like he will catch a ball at the top of the key or beyond the 3-point line and then drive to the basket. This is in terms of centers go. The center that moves the least is Kristaps Porzingis, meaning he will catch the ball 12 feet away and move half a foot. That's like the average for him. Like, I don't think he likes to go to the rim. I don't think he can play back to the basket, which I don't think he's LaMarcus Aldridge, I guess is my point. I think he's like a Tobias Harris that is 7'3".
Okay. Well, shit. I don't know. That could be good.
Well, they have Kevin Durant to do that already.
That's right.
Yeah, I also think, like, listen, if there's something that's wrong with the Nets season so far, it's not Kyrie Irving. It's just the fact that Blake Griffin is allowed to, like, coast with them and do absolutely nothing. He is. I watched him when the Cavs, you guys made fun of me for the Cavs hanging in with the Nets for 3.5 quarters when they had all of their team missing. Blake was benched in that game because he played so fucking poorly and literally did not try. Just like does not try.
I don't think I was making fun of you, by the way. I think I literally, what I said was like, I was like, damn, Peter, the Cavs are like beating the Nets right now. And then like the moment I hit send on that,
That was when the Cavs were beating the Nets in Cleveland.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about the game I went to when every single person was hurt.
Oh, right. Okay. Sorry. I forget.
No, I was making fun of your ass.
I know you were. Your
stupid ass.
All right, wait. Who are our other top two teams for the top five that we were doing?
Well, we said the Suns and the Warriors, but nobody said who is one or two.
I think Tuesday, it's got to be like 1A, 1B until Tuesday, right?
Okay. Winner take all for the Buds quarter pole finals.
Well, I just think the Suns are very good. And the Warriors are obviously very good, but like they've had a very easy schedule too. And it's getting a little harder now, but like they played the Clippers tonight and won, obviously, but like let's see if they're number one after they play like 10 more games with their schedule getting a little more difficult into the second quarter. And then also trying to fold Clay in. Like, who knows what that, like, he's got to ease his way back in, and who knows if that's going to disrupt the flow they have right now. But yeah, I would say the Suns are number one, I think. It's just hard to say that because the Warriors are 18-2.
Yeah, why are you saying that?
Because they've had an easier schedule.
Okay. So, I mean, they beat the Clippers. That counts.
Good for them.
Right?
All right, whatever. 1A, 1B, and the Nets. Who you guys got at number... I'll just say right now, I refuse to put the Utah Jazz in the top five.
Not going to do it?
Absolutely not.
Well, then I'll put the Bucks. I'll say, fuck it, then, the Bucks.
I would say the Bucks too.
They're one game back. They just got Middleton back. Brooke Lopez just left Disney World. Says he's trending upward. He's got a turkey leg on him right now.
The Bucks kind of jumped out of the gate a little slow, but I think they won seven in a row. Giannis is incredible again, after having a 10 game stretch of like being like, I just want a championship. I'm going to be easy. Did you guys see that interview he did where he basically was like, I'm in Milwaukee now, but who knows where I'll be in like 3 years?
Yeah. Also, he's now won a championship. So like, why does he have to stay there? He can leave. He can just go whenever.
Who are y'all talking about again?
Giannis Antetokounmpo. You ever heard of him?
I mean, what? He's still doing the same Giannis shit.
He said in I believe it was GQ interview that he...
Toronto. We're just talking about Toronto. Let's call a spade here.
What? That he would go to Toronto?
Yeah.
I don't know. Why wouldn't he go to the Lakers?
Okay. Well, then he goes to the Lakers.
I just feel like that's the ultimate. Los Angeles is usually the, like, when people talk like this, they're thinking Los Angeles.
Why is moving here like this coveted thing? Living in LA sucks.
Bro, look at people get like one viral TikTok and they're like, I'm moving to LA. I don't know why. I'd get out of here.
No, it's bad, man.
I mean, that's just what we're saying. I actually love it here. But I'm
I
like,
took a great walk. There's a lot of great views. It was very scenic as fuck. You know what I'm saying? Air quality.
Yeah. But I don't know. Yeah, I think the Bucks right now are definitely a top five team, top four. In my book, fours, I agree with four.
Yeah, once they don't have to play Jordan Nwora anymore, Nardwar.
I got so excited for Jordan Nardwar at the beginning of the season because he was like, he had a few games where he was like, oh, fuck, who's this Nwora guy? He's fun, he's bouncy, he can shoot, he's not afraid. And then he like, I was like ready to like bring Jordan Nwora to the podcast and be like, this is a guy that we should all be paying attention to. And then he just kind of fell off a cliff and kind of was like mediocre.
Nardwar.
Every time you say his name, I think of someone on The Office saying Nard Dog.
Nard Dog, yeah. Nardwar, Nard Dog. It's all Nwora.
It's
my favorite film genre. Film Nwora.
All right, Jamal, make your case for why the Wizards are better than the Miami Heat.
Because we beat them head to head. I mean, we split, whatever. And we still got Rui back. Fuck it. Come on, man. Rui's playing after this road trip. He's finally with the team. No one can acknowledge it yet, but I have seen videos of him shooting threes. He was also wearing all black, which was worrisome.
Do you think he's in mourning for something?
I don't know, man. He might just be like super emo right now. He might be playing... I wonder if they'll let him play with like JNCO jeans with the zippers with the safety pins on.
That would be tight.
What if your whole team had to wear the Kyle Kuzma sweaters for warmups?
Bro, I'm getting a lime green one. First off, I'm
getting fabric alone that's got to cost $800.
I'm getting a lime green one. Every time Kyle Kuzma scores, I laugh. Involuntarily, no bullshit. Even free throws.
Just I have players so happy. Like that.
Yeah, yeah, I love him. I can't believe this guy is on my basketball team right now.
That's kind of how I feel about Tyrese Maxey. Every time I see him, you know, just turn on the speed and go in for like a floater that like goes over a 7'3" center, I'm just like, ha, that's cute. I love this guy.
Dude, it's consistently adorable.
Yeah. Jamel, look, I love your Wizards and I love this for you and I love the story. Can you tell me why they belong at number 5 over the Chicago Bulls?
Well, I can't really do that yet. I honestly can't. I mean, we went 1-4 since the sweater. but actually it's what? 3-6? 3-6 now since the sweater.
Right, because they have they're currently in a 2-game win streak, right? They won today, yeah. Or was that yesterday? Yeah.
We won last night, and beating Dallas in Dallas, we haven't done that in like 42 years, dude.
Well, congrats, but I mean, I think Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan are fucking killing it for the Bulls right now. I think they're, you know, I think the last 5 games have been a little dicey for them, but I think overall, like being 13-8, basically tied with the Wizards in their record, like being here, I don't think anyone expected it. And I think they're a very fun team and they're very good.
Caruso, damn it. All the baby Lakers got dunks. And meanwhile, and then the Lakers lost to the Kings.
Oof, what a fucking rough loss that was last night.
I love it. God damn. When the fuck are the Kings going to blow it up? What are they doing over there?
Dude, the Kings have been blowing it up for 2 fucking decades.
God darn it. Gosh.
The Philadelphia International Airport was like continuously under construction for like 32 years.
Can I tell you a secret, Mike?
And that's the Kings.
Every fucking airport in America all the time.
I know. Yeah.
Why is every airport always under mega construction constantly?
Because the way the fucking contracts are set up, it's like that. Like by the time you get to finish one, it's like, well, now this other terminal is 8 years old, so we have to redo this one.
Yo, what's your least favorite airline? Can't say Spirit.
Least favorite airline?
Okay, then can I say Frontier? That feels like also saying Spirit.
Yeah, it's.
I think thing. United. I think the. How come we get it's assigned seats? But every time I get on a United flight, somebody acts like they don't know where their seat is. What the fuck is that? Why am I supposed to be hype? Why don't I feel good? Why is the headphone jack in the armrest now?
It is kind of so I'm a broad-shouldered man. I'm fairly tall. And so I just don't generally fit into a typical airline seat. And so I will pay a little bit of extra money to make sure that I get an aisle seat because they fucking charge you for aisle seats now. And then it has been United in my experience where I like go through the rigmarole. I'm like, fuck, fine. I'll pay like $49 more for fucking aisle seats on this round trip flight. Fuck you. I hate this. I hate you. I hate you. I hate you. You're charging me for this. And then I go and I check in and I go through their fucking nightmare customer service and their fucking nightmare terminal where the planes are always late. And I finally board a plane and I sit down. And then every time I'm on United, I'm like in the seat that I paid extra money for. And then someone's like, hey, so my wife is over there.
I hate this more than anything in the world.
I would like, would you be so kind to like switch seats with her? And I like look and she's like in a middle seat. And every time I'm like, I used to be a fucking sucker and like give into it. But like, since the prices are so exorbitant now, I've been like, no, I paid for this fucking seat, bro. Like, yeah. you should have paid for the seat. Sorry.
Yeah. You don't love your wife enough, nigga.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What kind of partner are you where you didn't get seats together? Like, that's on you. That's a decision you made weeks or months ago. that yeah. like is not on anybody else. Someone asked me the same thing on a cross country flight I was taking a few months ago, and my response was more visceral to you. I was just like, "Sorry, and where's your seat? Oh, in the middle, right in front of me? No, absolutely not. No, thanks." I'm like, just like, what audacity?
But and it's also like, fuck the airlines for like pitting its customers against each other, like in this war of manners where like I have to be an asshole to someone I have to sit next to for the next 6 hours because you like aren't kind to us. It's just, anyways, Jamal, what were you saying?
And then fucking aisle seat. The last 2 hours of this flight I was on, it was just people peeing. A constant stream of people peeing, touching my elbow with their little pee fingers.
I go window every time.
Gotta go window.
Big, I just smash my fat body up against the wall.
Yeah,
and like, and just like. Like, just I'm like, listen, if I gotta get up, then everyone's gotta fucking move for me. But I'm not getting up. I'm not taking this trip at the whim of others.
See, that's I have trouble sleeping. So to me, it's like, it's not like I can't sleep on planes. So if it's not like people are waking me up and making me move, I'm just like, I would rather have the leg room and just get up every hour or so.
I just imagine you sitting down in a plane, and for some reason, it makes you feel like you just shot a 5 hour energy.
It does. Like, it's anxiety. I have fear of flying, and I still haven't gotten over it, even though I fly, you know, I've flown plenty in my life, but it's still every time I'm in there, I'm like, we're gonna die. I'm gonna die today.
You flew to Japan, dude.
Yeah, and you know what? I was awake for 17 and a half hours of an 18 hour flight.
Damn, that's rough, man.
And you know what happened? A friend, we all know, I won't say his name, but he gave me, you know, a pill that is meant to help you sleep. And I took it immediately, and I fell into like a super deep sleep, and then woke up, and then like everyone around me was sleeping. All the friends that I flew with were sleeping. And I was like, wow, we must be like halfway through the flight. And I was like, oh, nope, we took off a half hour ago. And then I was just awake for the rest of the fucking flight.
That's your fault, because you should know that you are a giant, so you should have taken three of those pills.
Yeah, you got to account for
that's a fair giant.
The friend that you're referencing is about half of your size.
No, he's not. He's not someone you went to college with, Peter. I'll just say that.
Excuse me. I went to college with Peter and didn't tell him I was there.
Yeah, Carnegie Mellon, never heard of it.
What? Yeah.
Jamel was white chicking our entire college.
Yo, why don't they make a white chicks TV show? When are we going to get that? The Wayans brothers should
probably
sell
as soon as somebody listens to this podcast.
HBO Max white chick show, a 10 episode series. It would go.
Go where? Go to the canceled bin?
Go straight
culturally
into
canceled, like
my chuckle bucket, my friend.
How are they going to make it through 10 episodes without getting canceled? Like for accidental hate speech.
You know what? The only the closest thing that has gotten canceled from that movie is Terry Crews.
Damn, that's true. Hilarious. I mean, yeah. But his character was also like a slight rapist.
True. But he sang the Vanessa Carlton song, so.
That's true.
I can't believe there was someone on Terry Crews' team, no one on Terry Crews' team, that was like, hey, man, maybe cosplaying as a poor person for Jeff Bezos is a bad look.
He doesn't care, man. He's done so much little shit leading up to that. I think he was just like, well, this is my wheelhouse now. I'm a weird conservative pro-capitalist guy, and I'm going to not read the room and be a, I don't know. Terry Crews is an interesting character. I knew something was off when he like basically said that like my wife can tell me when I could jerk off or whatever. Because that's how Christian he is. And I was like, what? What are you talking about, man?
It's way too Christian.
No one was talking him off.
Yeah. He also played a rapist in Friday After Next. One of the most, my number five Christmas movie.
Yeah. Well, speaking of number fives, we're currently at odds with the Wizards, the Bulls. Peter, do you have another number five potential you want to throw
in? Gotta say the Jazz.
Fine. I want to say Jazz and honorable mention Heat, too.
And also, they had lost one. They lost to Houston yesterday, but I fuck with the Hornets.
Hornets, yeah, but if you're fucking with the Hornets, you're just opening up, like, then you should fuck with the Cavs, kind of.
I guess.
And I'm not saying that to, like, being, like, you know.
If you say so.
Guys, can I read you? Can I read you the standings of the East real quick and then the standings of the West?
Yes, please.
Okay, 1 seed, the Nets, 2 seed, Heat, 3 seed, Wizard, 4 seed, Bucks, 5 seed, Bulls, 6 seed, Hornets, 7 seed, Knicks, 8 seed, Hawks. Then we got the Celtics and the Cavs. That's like, when you got, I mean, that seems like a really good conference. And then even down lower, you have the Sixers, who are currently out of it at 10-10, although, like, you know, they obviously have been missing half their team.
Yeah, yeah, they're just coming back.
The Pacers are no slouches. The Raptors, I think, could put together a run and, like, make a play-in run eventually. The East is really good, I feel like. And then you look at the West, and you have the Warriors, the Suns, and the Jazz at the top. All three, I think, elite teams right now. Jazz playing a little bit under their potential at 13-7. Then you have the Mavs at 4, Clippers at 5, Blazers at 6, Timberwolves at 7, Grizzlies at 8, who just lost Ja Morant for a while, Lakers at 9, and the Nuggets at 10, who are also going through major injury situations. Is this the year that the East is, like, finally, officially, like, inarguably better than the West?
I mean, we've been a pro East podcast from the jump.
Right, absolutely.
But I feel like there's been several seasons where I'd be like, the East is back, and it never panned out that way. But I think
the East won the title last year.
Well, yeah,
the East
but
is back, bitch.
Yeah. Toronto, Cleveland. We've won some titles.
Right, but it's always been like, I think Cleveland was the clear class of the fucking East.
Yeah, you actually can't count that anymore.
Yeah.
The Raptors, just saying in general, being pro-East here.
Oh, yeah. Obviously, like, for sure.
But I think we're pro-East because all of our teams in the East, but this is the year where it's like, yeah, I think like 1 through 12 in the East are like heads and shoulders above like 1 through 15.
And the Hornets lost to the Rockets yesterday. But yeah. Listen, that's got nothing to do with any of this.
Don't pay attention to what we're saying. Pay attention to the vibe.
The Rockets are like, what are they now? 3-16? Yeah, 3-16.
Once John Wall gets back, that's 10 wins.
That's 10 wins right there, baby.
That's 10 wins.
Yeah, 13-69, baby. That's their record for the year.
Come on.
I don't know. I think this is the year that we can finally truly say the East is better. That's just my opinion. That's just one man's opinion.
I don't mind that opinion. I mean, I think the Bulls. Are we saying the Bulls are number 4 or 5? They're 5?
Well, we kind of got locked up in the Wizards, the Bulls, the Heat, and the Jazz, which I think is like a great 5-way tie or 4-way tie for 5.
You want to just call it 4-way, 5-way tie for 5?
Peter, you good with that?
I concur.
I do have questions about the Heat, but, you know.
What are your questions? Where's Victor
Oladipo?
The Heat
are like a better version of the Lakers, where it's like, just don't fucking worry about them until the All-Star break.
Yeah. Jimmy Butler is out tonight, and so was Tyler Hero. I think Tyler Hero was listed out with like overall total body soreness or something like that.
Yes.
Which sounds like a COVID symptom, if we're being honest. But I don't know. Like, Tyler Hero really has bounced back from his slump year so far, but I like, will it last? Let's see. I hope so. I really like Miami. I love Jimmy Butler. Obviously I love Bam, but there's just like something about them that doesn't click all the way with me. It's like, they're almost like always playing like while on the brink of something, like they could all fall apart at any moment to me.
You saying you think Tyler Hero's got the Omarion strain?
Yeah. The Omicron per CI8. What?
I got some Kron. I just had some Kron.
Yeah, you did.
You've been fucking immunized from the Kron for years.
Yeah, baby.
Well, guys, you heard this one man's opinion about the Eastern Conference. I want to hear your two men's opinions about Enes Kanter changing his name to Enes Kanter Freedom.
Okay. Now, like when Peter was going off, I was like, I don't know. You know, I'm not sure yet. We know Peter has a LeBron bias, but changing his last name to Freedom, I don't know. I don't know. But I mean, we let Meta World Panda do it.
Yeah, but that's a tight name. And it's already been World Peace is way cooler than fucking Freedom.
I just wonder what happens next. His name's Freedom, so like some judge at like the Hague, like the World Court, is like, all right, let's get our act together. You know what I'm saying? Let's get these Tibetan niggas out of there.
Kanter's the kind of guy who would go on Rachel Maddow as fast as he would go on Laura Ingraham if they give him the time of day.
Same.
You know what? But okay. Touche.
I think so. This is happening in conjunction with him becoming officially an American citizen tomorrow, or today, Monday, November 29th. In accordance with that, he's also legally changing his name to Enes Kanter. Kanter now his middle name, Freedom his last name. You might be aware that he's also recently kind of been targeting LeBron James over his relationship with Nike and like having a sudden...
He should really change his last name to Enes Kanter Get on the Floor. All right.
You are right. Although he has been on the floor a lot more lately for the Celtics. Not that he's been very effective, but...
Enes Kanter get a defensive rebound.
Nobody's That's talking true. About the fact that those shoes that he painted are like Ross, like Ross Polo, Beverly Hills Polo Club shoes. Nobody is talking about these are the thinnest fucking high tops of all time.
I was very curious about that because like... Most of the shoes, most of the mass market sneakers, basketball sneakers, are like made with like sweatshop labor. So I was like, where is he getting these generic basketball shoes that kind of have Nike silhouettes, but no Nike swooshes on them? Like, aren't these just sweatshop? Also, like he was a Nike guy for most of his career. Anyways,
is he just pissed that he doesn't have a new contract with Nike? That's all this is.
Maybe. I literally think, Peter, to your point, I think he's courting the alt-right a little bit because I think he sees his playing days are over. He has been asked for a while, and he kind of has his kind of political nature. You know, he's been protesting the country of Turkey, although, like, that is very complicated. Turkey is the country that rescinded their passport for him. But, like, now, like, going after LeBron over his, like, relationship with Nike over these, like, concerns with China is like the same shit that like Donald Trump Jr. like does with LeBron. And
41 minute mark of this podcast on Monday, November 29th. Just remember, you heard it here first when Enes Kanter's in hot water for accidentally speaking at a Proud Boys event.
Yeah. I think he sees a future as a fucking like as you know, the way these comics who get canceled are like, well, I'll go to Legion of Skanks and play to the alt-right and make more money than I ever had before. Like, I think that he's like, he's seeing this happen. And he's like, I'll build my street cred by going at LeBron James, who conservatives hate because he called Donald Trump a bum. This is my prediction.
On a side note, Michael Che versus Tim Dillon has made me love Michael Che more than ever.
I'm not fully aware of this.
Fill me
this
in,
war,
sir.
But I, yeah.
Oh, well, it's like slight. I think Tim Dillon said some sketch on SNL sucked. And Michael Che was like, dude, I don't want any trouble with you podcasters. I want to learn how to do Twitch, okay? I'm sorry. Please, I'm sorry. But it's very funny.
I'll have to look into it. I've always been very fascinated by the Michael Che, an ex-comedy writer or comedian guy, because I always feel like it's never clear who's the asshole in the interactions.
You know, that's what I'm saying, but now I know. Yeah. I think I'm one. I think I got to ride with my geyser.
I don't know much about Tim Dillon, but I feel like I will probably, from what I do know, I think I'll side with Che on this one.
I mean, you know, whatever, man. It's content. We're all here.
We've all lost.
Trying to get it back. We all, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Nobody winning, man.
Well, speaking of freedom. Yeah, I think, yeah, Enes Kanter will be getting a bag soon. He'll be speaking at CPAC probably by 2024. And yeah, you heard it here first. We're calling
Nautica sneakers. He's wearing Nautica sneakers, guys.
Is that what it is? Did you look it up?
No, that's just what I think it is. Okay. That's my personal opinion. He'll be in Charlottesville in the Nauticas soon enough.
Did we want to talk about LeBron James in his interaction with yet another quote-unquote courtside Karen?
I mean, LeBron, he did punch the guy, right? We're still, I just want a final verdict on that. He punched.
I mean, Isaiah Stewart?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, that's it. I just want to get that out of the way. But as far as this lady goes,
I think I've watched that clip a bunch, and I think it's a little more gray than that. Did he mean to strike Isaiah Stewart? I think so. I think it's possible after watching the clip that like he thought he was batting away his arm, but then Isaiah Stewart like moved before he could change the course of
also
his direction
true.
And ended up hitting him in the face. So it was like the strike was intentional. I don't think it was an intentional face strike, perhaps.
Also, LeBron's immediate reaction was like not trying to be combative, looked kind of shocked too. Like for the first, like for his immediate reaction, the first like 5 seconds of the video, he's basically trying to check on him without trying to get too close because he knows he did him real dirty.
Sure.
Yeah. Right. But like I think at the end of the day, it was definitely an intentional hit. It just wasn't maybe the target where it landed, or I might be wrong. Maybe LeBron just snapped and threw a punch for the first time in his career. Has he ever thrown a punch before?
I don't think so.
And did you see that he also got fined like 3 days later after he hit a three and then did a version of the big balls dance?
Because he actually touched his nuts.
Yeah.
That's why he got, you can't touch your balls.
Yeah. You know what's funny is,
come on, man. Got a pantomime.
Am I just old? Peter, I know you're going to know this because you're from Cleveland, but The big balls dance always gets credited to Sam Cassell, right? Everyone talks about how...
Well, because Sam Cassell watched Major League too.
That's what I'm gonna say. It's from Major League, right?
Yeah, but then Sam Cassell was the first one to do it after Major League 2.
That's like the whole. That's like the second act of like one of the movies. It's like structured on the big balls dance.
This is like the first time I think in my life where like, if people are like, you've never seen this, like to like younger people, like I'm just like, come on, like they're fucking like some like a 20-year-old kid has watched The Matrix. No, but like this is the first time where I'm like, these Gen Z kids have not seen Major League 2.
Major League 2 rocks, man.
I know. Major League 2, yeah, Omar Epps does a great job filling in for Wesley Snipes.
Listen, I don't want to say he's an upgrade, but
he's not an upgrade.
He fits the tone and tenor of Major League 2 perfectly.
Yes. He comes in, he makes that role his own. He doesn't just try to do a Wesley Snipes impression. He comes in, he does like a different take on the Willie Mays Hayes character.
A little bit of different swag.
Yeah.
He's just clearly a younger guy. Quick Sam Cassell note, Baron Davis started a podcast and his interview with Sam Cassell is great. I had no idea. Sam Cassell presented an award at the 95 Source Awards, which, as we all know, is the most dangerous rap award show in hip-hop history.
That's not the one where Outkast were like, yes. Southern hip hop's gotten the same. It is?
Yeah, yeah. You mean the one where Snoop Dogg came out there with a cane that looked like a shotgun and yeah. and screamed at the city of New York? You mean the one where Suge Knight called out Puff Daddy for dancing in an all red denim Dickie suit?
That's incredible. That yeah, that 95 Source Awards is like the craziest award show.
Yeah.
If it was really crazy, Bill Simmons would be doing a documentary about it, guys.
Well, yeah, Life of Source Awards House. House.
But honestly, I would watch it if he did make that.
Yeah, me too, actually. Yeah, Bill, you're probably one of the only people who can get that made.
Yeah, come on.
Anyways, yeah, a courtside fan, a woman and a man in Indiana told LeBron that they hope that his son gets killed in a car crash, amongst other things, which LeBron did not say. This was all reported from the people sitting around them. So rich people snitching on each other. Love to see it. But LeBron came and got them ejected. Speaking of Donald Trump Jr., ended up calling LeBron the biggest bitch in sports or some shit. Like just kind of, you know, stirred up a controversy. I don't know. Yeah. Fans should be illegal. That's my stance. What do you guys think?
Yeah, man. Don't worry. Omarion Variant's going to take all the fans away again.
Omarion did not do this. Omarion only dances.
I mean, do we know? Then Omarion didn't do it?
Nah, you're right, though. I actually don't know.
You know, I mean, what if, like, Lil Fizz?
That's Lil Fizz.
Yeah, what if Lil Fizz did it and framed Omarion?
Damn.
I haven't listened to B2K in so long.
Or how long has it been since you listened to Nick Cannon?
I don't know if I ever listened to Nick Cannon once.
Or just, like... Wild and Out? What do you got to get more specific here?
A Nick Cannon song.
No, I've never listened to a Nick Cannon song.
B2K and Nick Cannon. That's R. Kelly.
This song.
You don't remember this? It's a,
oh B2K my gosh, you're totally right.
It's a song with R. Kelly and Nick Cannon.
I forgot about this. What's it called?
So actually, Omarion did do it. Peter, you were right the whole time.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Feeling Freaky. Oh my gosh, I remember this song. We gotta ask for something. Can you put some Feeling Freaky over this? Yo, the freaks come out at night. I'm like Houdini with the magic stick. When you turn out the lights, shorty gripping my stomach, got it when I burn out on the bike. Holla at the young cuz, what we doing tonight? I'm in the... Okay. Anything else we want to talk about before we get out of here?
No, I think we've done enough basketball talk. We made it through one of like one and a half of the things we wanted to talk about. Good episode.
No, well, we had other things weaving in. We got Rui Hachimura mentioned. Coming back. We got John Wall. Yeah, John Wall got a few mentions. Yeah.
What did we miss, Peter?
That's it. We nailed it. Home run. Great, great teamwork.
What would happen if we did an hour? Would you melt? Would you turn into dust?
It's dinner time.
All right.
I do want to say, let's get some quick plugs out there. NBA Storytime, of course, Blue Wire Podcast, great, hosted by Jamal Johnson. And hey, The Rumor, executive produced by Peter Moses. And Peter, I want to know.
Wraps tomorrow.
Yeah. Final episode tomorrow. I want to know why did you not respond to my pitch for The Rumor season 2 being Paul Pierce pooping his pants?
Oh, dude, who said I didn't?
Oh, you didn't respond to me. You just took it and did it.
Yeah, dude, we're in production.
He just went and pooped his pants.
Oh, good.
Boop, scoopity boop.
I just want to hear quality journalism about Paul Pierce's butthole.
I mean, I think Paul Pierce would be into it.
Well, the fact that
he's got something to prove.
He keeps bringing it up, like, unbidden. Like, he could, like, I mean, I guess he was on that podcast where he was asked directly about it, but he could have just been like, I'm not talking about that. But instead, the lady, I would say, doth protested too much.
Doth protested just a bit too much.
Yeah. So I want to get to the bottom of that. No pun intended.
He got hurt and he pooped himself a little bit. Two things can be true.
Yeah. True. At Danger Moses on Twitter for Peter, at Nonprofit Comic on Twitter for Jamel, at Benner, B-E-N-N-E-R for me, at Airbuds Pod on everything for all your needs. We love you guys. Thank you for listening. Go to patreon.com/Airbuds Pod. Bye. Peter, hit the hubba hubba. Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.